Adam, yet another impressive result and yet another really gritty, determined performance this afternoon that's seen us get another 3 points.
Yeah, I think anybody who's been at the game will have seen why Aldershot, you know, have had such a good record this season. And I knew it'd be a very big test for us. Certainly was. And, you know, that group of people in there, our squad, is evolving in terms of getting results at this level. And sometimes other teams, they ask big questions of you, and Aldershot certainly asked a lot of questions, and, you know, fair play to them for doing that. But, you know, I've got to speak about my guys in there, and the discipline that they showed was immense, really, because if you don't, we'd have lost the game today. We'd have lost the game, and, you know, there are a lot of thankless tasks out there for people. And I think 6 months ago, a few of the lads maybe had down tools a little bit in terms of getting frustrated at the work rate that they've got to put in to achieve. And, you know, sometimes you put that in and something drops to you, or and you'll get a chance. And, you know, it was a tough task, and for me, not the best performance in terms of ability, but again, a lot of thought and, you know, I don't know, not just effort, it's easy to say effort, but mainly thought, and don't go running off and doing stupid running, or you've got to run at the right times and close gaps at the right times. And some might say we rode his luck at times, but I think you earn that, and, you know, me included and Dave, we've been tested today, and we had to change things early on and change our shape, and that's testament to Aldershot. You know, they made us do that, and I will say not many teams have done that to us this year since I've been involved, and so it tests me, it keeps me on my toes. So and Dave, so yeah, you know, obviously delighted to get a result, and we knew it was going to be a tough test. So we know that picking points up is vital for us, and we have done again. So on to the next challenge, and keep going and do the right things.
Really rigid, disciplined performance, as you say, but also a bit of pure magic there from Jordan Preston with the goal. He had a lot to do, didn't he, on the counter-attack?
Yeah, and I, you know, Jordan at times, he knows what I'm about with him, and I told him that he would get that opportunity, and I know what he's got in his locker. And the difficult thing for Jordan is he's managing that frustration at times, because that isn't what he's always about, is the work rate that he put in within the game. And then, you know, they get that chance, and then he had a lot of work to do. It wasn't given to him on a plate. He had a lot of work to do, and you know, delighted for him.
After the goal, one of the pleasing aspects from the performance from our point of view was the way we managed the game going into the last half hour or so. And we seem to be one of those sides now that if we get our noses in front, we're pretty horrible to play against.
Yeah, you have to be at this level, especially in our position, and you know, just because of our position, you have to do the right things at the right time and be professional. It's a professional league. I know we're part-time, but we've tried to be as professional as possible and do everything in terms of preparation and for every game that we take part in. You know, it's a big part that we have to be better than the full-time teams at that, because if we're not, then we'll get left behind. And yeah, I asked a lot of questions early on in the season about our game management and decision making at crucial times, and at times it was poor. And you know, like I say, now you give yourself a chance, and if you manage the game right, then you've got every chance of getting a result. And luckily for us, we're doing that very well at the minute, and hopefully we can continue.
And when you look at the teams around us at the bottom, it's so important, this run of form, the 9 points that we might have hoped for at the outset of these last three games have come our way, but we're still only 6 points clear, aren't we? It's important next week to keep this going against Boreham Wood.
Tough, tough league. I've said it all the way through. You know, if you're not right and you don't perform, then you struggle. You have to, like I say, prepare right and be as prepared for your opponents and put as much effort as you possibly can into being right before you even kick off. And we try our best at doing that, and there's probably still improvements for us that we feel that we could potentially make as a club. And we'll see where we go with that. First and foremost, we have to continue and keep trying to improve and keep trying to pick points up. And no team in this league is going to make it easy to get out of trouble. And I knew that when I got the chance to do that, that it would be a very, very tough task. Still proving, you know, the run that we've been on, and we still, you know, you'd like to think that you'd been a long way clear, but we're still there, we're still in and around, so we know we can't rest on our laurels, and we have to keep going.